Okay, so it's my pleasure to be speaking to the new chairman of the Essex County Football Association, Wayne Deller. Wayne, new chairman, very prestigious position. You must be delighted to take a hold of it.
I'm very, very honoured and very, very pleased to have been elected to this position. I have some very big shoes to fill. My immediate predecessor, and certainly those that have gone before, an illustrious list of names that have dedicated a lot of their lives to the Essex County Football Association and to grassroots football in Essex. And all I can say is that I will do my best to fill those shoes to the best of my ability.
Yeah, and you're filling the shoes of the immediate past chairman is Alec Berry. A word for Alec?
Alec has been a very different chairman to the way I intend to be. That's not to say he hasn't been a great chairman, because he has. A very committed, very passionate gravitas. He has gravitas. And I perhaps don't have that type of gravitas in the same way as Alec. But I've been in the administration of grassroots football now for nearly 50 years. So I think I know quite a lot about grassroots football in the county. And I look forward to bringing that knowledge to bear on my new position.
Yeah, and obviously in that time you will have seen a lot of change. Grassroots football is a massive area of the game, and it's changing all the time. What are you particularly looking forward to over the next few years and beyond?
I'd like to think that there might be some way that we could arrest the decline in 11v11 football. I first became a club secretary in 1969 and joined a Sunday league where we had 96 teams. And now if you added all the Sunday leagues together in Group 4, you would struggle to get to 96 teams. And Saturday leagues, we used to have four or five very big Saturday leagues in the what we call metropolitan Essex. Now we have two, and both on Saturdays and Sundays, there have been mergers and leagues have joined together. And I think that that's something that we're going to see more of if leagues are going to survive. I don't know as much about football in the sort of Harwich, Colchester part of the county, but I'm looking forward to visiting some of those places and finding out a bit more. We have some very big challenges, and football has huge challenges at international level, with given everything that's happened with FIFA recently. And I think that filters all the way down to grassroots level. Local authorities have tremendous pressure on their budgets, and an easy saving is football pitches. They're putting the prices up and the facilities down. And I understand that. I understand that local authorities have budgets to meet. But personally, I think it's very short-sighted of them to be making it almost impossible. I've just been speaking to somebody who's had to fold a club that's been running for nearly 30 years because they've lost their pitch and they can't find another one in their area that they can afford. And I think, personally, that's very short-sighted. But I do understand the pressure that they're under and the constraints they have to work with.
And obviously it's not just yourself who'll be working on these grassroots projects over future years. You're part of a great team, a massive team, and the Essex County FA is now an enormous operation with various council members and staff members, and obviously the volunteers who keep the game ticking over. You're looking forward to working with a lot of new people as well?
Yes, we have some new board members. We have other board members who've got to step up into different roles. We have new council members who will be coming to see how it all works and how it all happens. I know from when I first joined the board, it's quite eye-opening to find out the difference between being a council member. One of the things I'm looking forward to is get to know the staff better. Some of the staff I know quite well because I've worked with them in my role as director of refereeing, and as someone who's been very active in supporting the county cup finals. I think my record is 19 out of 20 finals last year. I only managed to do 18 this year, so certainly that. But there are other members of staff that I probably would struggle to pick out in a lineup, and I'm looking forward to getting to know them and exactly what they do, and applaud the commitment of our staff.
A lot of projects ongoing, various different things, small-sided football, working on areas where there's maybe under-representation in football. There's so many different projects going on. It's a very optimistic time for grassroots football.
It is. I mean, one of my roles as a director has been inclusion, and I think that's something that we've as a county, generally have embraced. Essex has an incredibly diverse football playing population, which continues to grow. In we now have a huge Eastern European demographic in certain parts of the county, and we have to recognise that what works in one part of the county won't necessarily work in another, and we have to find ways and means of developing disabled football. Women's football is an area where there seems to be growth nationally, but stagnation in Essex, and that's something we need to look at and develop. Youth football has peaks and troughs. The last couple of seasons seems to have been a little bit of a trough, but again, hopefully we can manage and encourage and develop through the Charter Standards Scheme more youth teams, more youth clubs, help the good ones and make the less good ones good.
So generally, of course, for optimism, and you're very much looking forward to the next 3 years.
I'm very much looking forward to the next 3 years. I think it's an exciting time for football at all levels, but particularly in Essex. We have so many new people and so many good people, and I'm hoping to be able to guide, lead. Don't want to have to drive. I think a good chairman leads and encourages rather than drive, but they need to be aware that I can drive if I have to.